Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here at YSR. Before we get underway tonight, we would love for you to connect with us. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And remember to listen to the show on the go. We make it so easy. You just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store, and you can listen on any computer or smart device by going to StreamYSR.com. Well, indeed, it is a very big weekend in college football, but tonight we're going to kick off our coverage with some NFL talk, specifically the Oakland Raiders. And did you know it's been 13 years since the Raiders made the playoffs? They've got a new head coach in Jack Del Rio. He's going to try to lead them back to respectability, to the promised land. And as he shared in the offseason, he said he wants the Raiders to have a competitive mentality. Well, our next guest, he knows exactly what it takes to have a competitive mentality. He was very successful his time in the NFL as a head coach and a quarterback. He's a Raiders legend. He is a true champion, and he is always a Big E favorite. One of my favorites. Hello, Tom Flores.
Hey, how you doing?
It's so good to hear your voice. It's great to have you on the show. And obviously, the preseason wrapped up on Thursday night with the Raiders being on the road in Seattle. We're going to talk about that, kind of recap how the preseason has played out. But obviously, big news coming down Thursday. The judge nullifies the NFL's four-game suspension of Tom Brady. What was your reaction?
Well, I was kind of surprised because I thought, you know, they were leaning, both sides were leaning towards two games. So I was a little surprised at the judge, but the judge had to make the decision. Yeah, he didn't, you know, he told them before this whole thing started that he wanted them to arbitrate and to, you know, make their own decision, and so that he didn't have to rule. So he had to rule by law, I guess, and that's the way it came out. I don't agree with the whole reasoning behind it, but because it's kind of confusing when the Player Association agreed to this, the commissioner being the judge of the arbitrations, now all of a sudden they disagree. So what's the sense of signing an agreement that they signed that was good till 2020?
Right. So the federal judge throws out the NFL star suspension. I'm just curious, I mean, what's your perception of Commissioner Roger Goodell?
Well, I've always felt he was doing a good job. That's almost an impossible job to please because you have 32 owners that on every Sunday want to beat each other up. And you have to satisfy all 32 owners. That's 32 teams with a lot of players. And you have to, you know, be the guardian of all those players. And then you have to deal with the Player Association, which seems to disagree with every single thing the league does and the commissioner does. So it's not an easy job to have. And, you know, this is not good for Roger Goodell, but they will survive. The league is very strong. Football is too strong to let this be a deterrent for the game.
Well, it's unfortunate to, you know, kind of kick off the season this way because the NFL, over the past 12 months, they've been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. I mean, you think back to Ray Rice, Adrian Peterson. It's hurting the brand. It's been very difficult. As a former NFL player and head coach, I mean, the NFL, it's really taken a hit.
Yeah, they have. You know, and the thing is, I think this is ridiculous. This whole incident of the air and the ball is ridiculous. First of all, if you know, it's not as big a deal as everybody thinks it is. It has, you know, it's not even close to some of the other other things that some of the players have done, which they have been penalized for. So I think this whole thing got way out of proportion. But he both sides kind of backed themselves in the corner and drew a line in the sand and stood by their, you know, their positions, and it came to this. Somebody had to lose, and the league lost.
Oakland Raiders legend Tom Flores joining us tonight right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're inside the Quicken Loan Studios, and of course, Tom is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And okay, so everyone's saying, you know, Roger Goodell, perhaps he went too far. I mean, Brady, ultimately, he's going to be the winner. So how do you think Brady will respond? I mean, I would think, having the mindset, this is going to be some extra motivation for him coming into the season, a chip on the shoulder. I mean, when you think about game preparations, I mean, he's an intense competitor, and he's going to make you pay.
Well, he's an intense competitor, so he makes you pay anyway. He's so good. I don't know if that's going to matter too much. You know, they have a Super Bowl championship to defend. that's enough of a challenge as it is, because it's tough to go back-to-back, you know, and we'll see how it plays out. You know, the one thing about the NFL, it's never dull.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your Oakland Raiders. Obviously, the preseason, it wrapped up on Thursday night with the Raiders on the road in Seattle. That, in fact, it's the 10th consecutive season that these two teams concluded the preseason schedule against each other. It's always a lot of fun to watch. But we've had an opportunity to kind of get a sampling of this version of the Raiders against the Rams in the preseason, Minnesota, at Minnesota, the Arizona Cardinals, and now on Thursday night at Seattle. What were your takeaways, and what do you think we've learned so far about the Oakland Raiders?
Well, we've learned that they're a much better team. Their whole attitude has changed. Jack Del Rio has tried to change the attitude, and I think he's succeeded. You know, they get him into a winning mode as far as their thinking, how they react, how they practice, how they meet, all the things that lead into a successful season. You know, they've kind of gotten in a rut the last 10 years in losing. And, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, kind of when you lose so many years in a row, you kind of expect to lose. That's kind of your scenario around the camp. And he wants to change that whole thing. They've added on a new field house, new practice fields, a lot of new stuff, and all positive stuff. So Jack is a very positive coach, and he's learned through experience, having been a 9-year head coach at Jacksonville. So this is not something new to him. He's he's experienced. He's been in the league. He's played. He's been an assistant coach. He's been a head coach. So he's got all the credentials to make this and turn this team around. He and Reggie McKenzie are working very hard, and they finally have some pretty good players.
Tom, what do you think about as far as the preseason?
Well, in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. I don't think you can judge all the preseason games. For instance, you know, some teams haven't won a game in preseason. In some games, some teams have won more games than they have shown in past years. You can't take that as an indicator on what's going to happen during the regular season. The last game, you know, the Thursday night game was very few veterans played. So that's not an indicator. The third game is more of an indicator. You know, again, when we played, the Raiders played Arizona in the first half, the Raiders really were dominating. That was a good sign. Second half, it kind of got away from them with the others, the second and third and fourth stringers playing. So what the preseason is an audition for the young guys to get in. And Thursday night was an audition for the rest of them. Who's going to be that fourth and fifth wide receiver? Who's going to be the third tight end? Are you going to keep three quarterbacks or just two? So a lot of questions have to be answered on Thursday nights. And you know, so right now the Raiders are a much better team, in my opinion, because they've got some pretty good players. Khalil Mack has had a great preseason, and you know, the addition of Curtis Lofton in the middle linebacker has helped, and then the quarterback, young Derek Carr, being in his second year.
The Oakland Raiders conversation continues with Tom Flores after this quick timeout.